Play us out, bridge us to the next show, The Ozone Hour, coming up at 10 p.m. Thank you for listening to Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, in Medford.
Peace. And welcome to the Ozone Hour. It is 10:06 p.m. and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Charlotte, and Anna and Flora could not make it to the usual show this week, so I have a new guest with me.
Hello. Did I say my name?
Yeah, you could say your name. Yeah, we don't have a theme this week picked out. I think the theme is maybe, you know, new DJs.
Yeah. They're hot, they're hip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, fresh DJs, you could say. Yeah, Maya is wearing a particularly fresh sweater right now.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, you can check it out on our live in-studio webcam.
Oh, really?
No, just kidding. It doesn't
exist. Like, the cameras, they're everywhere.
We always make that joke when we're, like, dancing around and...
Just oh, but it actually it. Exists.
No, oh, it doesn't.
Well, back to the sweater. It's pretty cool. I think it's, you know.
Yeah, where did you get
basement,
it from?
You know.
A basement.
Yeah. My Nana's.
Amazing.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, that is great.
Yeah.
It is definitely sweater weather today.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
It has been really rainy. I didn't really go outside today, to be honest. The rain turned me off.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think we got spoiled the last couple weeks of just thinking that, like, the weather is beautiful always in New England.
Yeah. Oh, is this where you, show your love of weather on the show? Do you
talk my about gosh, the weather I lot? Wish. We actually, I don't talk about the weather on this radio station too much.
Okay. Oh, you have another one?
Too? No. I just spent, so in high school, I was the weather lady.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And also, I occasionally dropped into our high school radio station, actually, to talk about the weather.
You're just all about the communications
of
each of the people.
Yeah. Well, we were a weather services club, so we kind of were starting
There's
to get into
club
our
about
own.
That? That's cool.
Yeah, it was just because one of our like earth science teachers got his degree in meteorology and just was a good guy who was likable, and therefore like a lot of people were like, oh, we want to hang out with Mr. Yuhas.
Yeah.
Like, let's do
That's
weather
cool.
services. But it was awesome. So, like, we made our own graphics. So, like, people learned Photoshop and everybody kind of did their own little piece. So I did the graphics sometimes, too.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. We had a teacher kind of like that at my school. She taught forensic chemistry.
Oh.
It was, like, a really cool class. We had to make our own crime scene.
Mine
was really elaborate. Me and my partner got, like, this mold and there was, like, bike tires involved and, like, stuff like that.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, like, did you do like bike tire prints to like see
prints.
What matched?
Yeah, just match and find the bike of the killer. Like,
the getaway vehicle. That's amazing. That's cool. Did you do any like hair sample analysis?
No, we didn't get that cool, but we did go on a field trip to the forensic headquarters for the Boston Police Department. And while we were there, they found a dead body across the street. So we got to see like an intake. They like let us come and stand like 10 yards like outside of like the crime scene or whatever. It was really weird. I was like, what is happening?
Oh, that's so creepy.
And my teacher was super into it. And I was like, no, I don't want to go. I'll be on the bus.
Did you have to see, like, a body? Or was it
no,
in a, like,
we just
a...
saw them, like, putting down the little, like, yellow, like, ticker tape, like,
number. Oh, yeah, and they take pictures with the numbers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that part of it. Not the, like, removal of, like, the body. Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Wow.
It's already... Yeah.
Well, that is...
That's a weird experience I had. Yeah.
I know. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Should we play some music?
Yeah. What do you have queued up?
I am digging into some old stuff today. Okay. I feel like the beginning of the semester, over break, I listened to a lot of new music because I had a lot of free time. And yeah, so I feel like I kind of got through that over the last month or so of radio. And now I feel like I've been reverting lately, looking back at some old stuff.
How old are we talking? Like some Bach, Beethoven classics?
Yeah, stuff I was into back in, I don't know, when did that come out? 1700?
I was going to make a guess, but then I was like, I don't actually know.
Yeah.
1700s, I feel like, is the right era.
I was listening to some classical music. Did I tell you about how last Monday I had like insane day where I had two midterms and my capstone due and another midterm and Tuesday? So I usually don't do this, but I was like, I need to listen to classical music to study. So I actually did go back a little bit. But yeah, but I was looking at some Russian composers.
So like
some,
Tchaikovsky.
Exactly.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to play a song and Maya and I are going to chat off air about other plans for the show. So we're just going to distract all of you listeners for a second here. All right, here we go. So that was Tighten Up by Archie Bell and the Drells. I actually realized I never said what the first song was. So the first song was Tracy Jacks by Blur, which has been, I've been digging that lately. Oh. So we now have an additional hostess. Hey.
That's good. This is so exciting. This entire building is full of...
What's your name?
Oh, I'd rather not say
that. Actually, I think that mic might be off if you want to steal this one.
Me?
Hang on. We'll do some switcherooing here. Sorry for the interruption, avid listeners.
Do we avoid any technical difficulties?
During the next song, I can check. Actually, right now, I can check how many listeners we have.
Why do you call it the Ozone?
The Ozone Hour, actually, so I was the third in the trio that usually hosts this, but Anna and Flora, my usual co-hosts, both lived in the like, oh, whatever suite in Haskell their freshman year,
which they called the Ozone. Yes.
Did you live in Haskell also?
Yes, that's really funny.
So they've had the show since freshman year, and then I was added like a year and a half ago, so.
That's history. Wow.
Yeah.
They're part of something big.
The history of the show.
Did you have to start at like the 5 a.m. time slots and work your way up to a good time?
Yeah, well, the good part was I missed that because I was at it late. So I just jumped in when Anna and Flora already had the rep to get the good times. Actually, but this is our best time so far.
That's
ever.
Good.
Yeah. Having the 10 to midnight is really, really key.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a big believer in Monday, 10 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Great things happen. Mm. Full of possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
This is honestly, like, I feel like I'm in a scene from, what is that movie with Michael Cera? Nick and Nora.
Oh, shoot, that is a classic, wow.
This is a great date spot, a great hangout spot. It's amazing.
For those of you, again, our live studio webcam, anybody can check out how cute the studio is.
It doesn't really exist.
Maybe cute is the wrong word.
Cute.
Yeah. It's cool. Cool.
Yeah. Maybe even quaint. Not quirky, though. Never quirky.
No, Tuss isn't quirky at all.
Band word.
Cool. So I do have one song that we have to play this evening for Flora's dad, actually, requested this song. So it is by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and Emerson actually passed away in the last couple of days, unfortunately.
Emerson. He hardly knew you.
So this is actually not an artist that I'm familiar with, but you have to respect the work of those musicians and
the pioneers.
Yeah. So I'll take it away. Here we go.
From the beginning.
That was From the Beginning by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. A very relaxed vibe this fine Monday evening. I hear there's a lot of studying going on campus for other people. Not for us right now, but it seems like it's the crunch week before spring break. That's why Anna and Flora aren't here right now. So,
a lot of mumps going around this week.
Yeah.
Upping the drama during an important midterms week.
I was at senior dinner actually when the mumps alert came out.
This was Monica a campus wide alert.
Didn't seem too concerned about mumps, so that's good.
Yeah, I actually got a email from Christo, works in the Office of Campus Life, and she is like the director of. Partly the director of pre-orientation, but the director of wilderness, and she also sent out a email to reiterate to the entire wilderness community that there had been a mumps outbreak.
What happens when you have mumps? Like, isn't it? Aren't we vaccinated against that?
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Like, that's not like one of the first ones you get.
MMR, which stands for measles, and mumps, rubella. And rubella. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I know my stuff. Like, I'm pretty sure I got that. I've seen that before. So, like, we're good.
Yeah.
All the Tufts anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've opened up a can of worms.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do we think about vaccination?
Well, as a public health major, I'd like to know.
Wait, everyone in this room has a vested interest in health.
Oh, yeah.
Go health. Everyone. I think it's kind of unfortunate when like celebrities and stuff with big platforms come out really strong against vaccinations. I don't know if that's really the best.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of misinformation and like, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's to me on par with Aaron Carter coming out as in favor of Trump. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a celebrity.
Wait, Aaron Carter came out in favor of Trump?
Give me Trump or give me anarchy.
Why?
Aaron, I love candy. Carter is a Trump supporter and I'm baffled.
Yeah.
This news, Justin, Anna Kaplan, usual host of the show, her mother, Ruth Kaplan, is a firm vaccinator.
Oh, man.
Wait, firmly believes in vaccinating.
That's amazing.
Yes, hello, I'm vaccinated.
So we have an in-studio vaccinated human today. Anna, can you tell us a little bit about what it's like to have had shots when you were younger so that you don't get diseases?
To be honest, I was only in it for the shiny band-aid and the lollipop at the
Ooh,
end.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I got a toy, too.
Ooh,
if it was
nice.
A lot of shots. Yeah.
Or ice cream. That was my parents used bribery a lot, so for shots, it was typically ice cream. For washing my hair, I would get like little Debbie snack cakes. So I was like...
I feel like because I have doctor parents, they were very over, like, you know, the potential trauma that shots could have. So they were very no-nonsense.
It's like, you'll do this, it'll be fine.
Yeah. My party trick, though, I was a very early talker. And so when my doctor would sort of turn around, get the needle set up, as he'd turn around to put it in my body, I would say, stop it. And because I was like 1.5, he was like, who's talking to me? So it was like a stalling tactic, but never really worked out long term.
Yeah. An early talker. Cool. That's awesome.
Do you guys know your first words?
I have no idea.
It's just Papa. It's pretty mundane.
How did your mom feel about that, though?
Probably pretty shitty. I don't know if we're allowed to say that word.
You're not.
Pretty bad about it.
Where's the soundboard when you need it?
That's all good. I can't remember my first word at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah. There's nothing. Yeah, I don't know. Mom and Dad, if you're listening, you can feel free to call in to the studio, 617-627-3800, and let me know what my first words were. Also, if you're Maya's parents, you also can call that number. Again, 617-627-3800.
It's definitely written down in a baby book somewhere. The first words.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like your parents probably remember them, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing that you, like, file
away? I'm
also
an only child, so I'm like, you didn't have to remember anyone else's, like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. At a certain level, like, the number of children you have probably affects, like, the amount you can remember about each of their lives individually.
Yeah.
Mm. At some point, you have the older siblings be the ones that remember the younger siblings' milestones.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, we're all in this together. One family memory, you know?
Yeah. No, I don't have a favorite child.
Yeah.
Good. All right, more music?
More music.
Here we go.
What's wrong, what's right?
Yeah, and that was Better Than by Lake Street Dive. They got a new album out, so check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, music. Good music. We, as the curators of good music, we were actually just having a conversation about a band that's very important
that
in
makes
pop
some
culture.
Good music.
Some great
I
music.
I think their imprint on pop culture probably stands to match Michael Jackson or Beyonce, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very similar impact.
Absolutely. Close to Beethoven, actually, as we were just discussing.
Yeah.
Should we just play the song and let our listeners figure it out?
Honestly, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, here we're going to go for a big surprise.
Oh!
But wait. But first. all right. Here we go. We have a caller right now. Hello, you're on air.
Oh, no.
Maybe you're not. Okay.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Keep calling. Oh. Oh, I see what I did wrong. Here we go. Okay, now you're on air.
You're.
Oh, it's the other one. It's the other one.
Just keep calling.
Here we go. Hello?
Oh, no.
All right. This is unfortunate. It seems like the... Oh, here we go. Hello, now you're on air? All right, our caller may have hung up, but I think I have the soundboard down now. So if our caller wants to call in again, perhaps after the next song,
yeah, we'd appreciate it.
We would love that. Okay, great. Here we go. So, That was Burning Up by the Jonas Brothers.
The reveal.
Iconic.
So iconic.
The white suits in the music video.
Oh, yeah.
The rap interlude. Just everything, top
Selena
to bottom.
Selena Gomez.
The runs. Wow.
Yeah. That song was released in 2008.
Oh, wow.
Feels like
ancient
yesterday.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Honestly, that seems kind of... I remember, like, really loving it in 2008, I guess, when it came out, so that makes sense. But sometimes when you think those things, like, take some time to pick up speed.
I put the Jonas Brothers a little earlier in my mind, like 2005, 6 era.
Yeah, all of middle school, really, they're a mainstay for me, personally. Oh, and we're getting a call.
Ooh.
Hello. Okay.
Caller,
okay.
Please
keep
trying.
Here we go.
Please
wait.
Keep trying.
Now, what? No. Okay. Still a no go.
You know, there's a lot of buttons on this thing, and we're really trying here.
It's okay.
It's all good.
I have a cheat sheet in front of me that tells me what buttons I'm supposed to press, and I feel like I'm pressing them in the order that it says I should be, but maybe I'm not. So. So that's unfortunate. Okay, debate we were just having also, still pertaining to the Jonas Brothers. Which one is the best?
Nick.
Joe.
Nick. I stand by it completely.
I need to ask, have you seen the movie Camp Rock? And if so, how is the answer not
I have
Joe?
Seen the movie Camp Rock. You know I, and you know
Hello.
I have.
Oh, you're on air.
Oh, hi. This is Maya's uncle.
Oh, Maya's uncle. Hello. Wow. Nice to hear from you.
Oh, uncle. Long time no see.
I'm just calling about Maya's first words.
Maya's first words. Wow.
Oh, you're listening
wow.
in. Great.
A big reveal.
Yeah. Gotta love the family group text. Wow. So, do you have any insight as to what they were?
It was a little weird. Her first words were Kleenex.
Kleenex?
Kleenex. Wow.
What could possibly have led up to that?
I'm a little underwhelmed, to be honest.
Yeah.
Kleenex.
Maya's uncle, do you have any other personal information about Maya that you could tell us live on air?
Yeah.
On WMFO?
As much personal as possible. I'm an open book right now.
Maya's uncle pleads the fifth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's
out.
It. That's it from
out.
Our caller. But on the bright side, I now have figured out how to answer calls. So if any other listeners want to call in, you certainly can at 617-627-3800. I definitely can answer while we're on air. I should be able to answer while we're off air too, but I'm still figuring out the order of those buttons on the soundboard. So on air is a better bet if you want to talk to us. Oh my, we actually have
goodness.
A second caller right now. You're on air.
Hi, this is Jasmine Rayner.
Jasmine Rayner.
Hello.
Hi, Maya. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Mom.
I just want to follow up to your uncle and let you know
I can't
that
really
Kleenex
hear.
Was, in fact, your
but,
first word.
What'd you say?
The Kleenex was your first word.
Oh,
Kleenex
confirming
was my first word.
Kleenex was Maya's first
Thank
word.
You, Mom.
Thank you for verifying.
I know. An uncle, that's pretty distant of a relative. Only your mom really knows your first word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Great. Anything else
so
about my
bed
childhood
bed.
That really stuck out to you? Oh.
I think Can someone's calling with more Maya stories.
All right. I'm going to switch over to this other caller now. Hello, you're on air.
Hi, this is Maya's other uncle. I just want to dispute what the other uncle just said. Maya's first word was not, it was actually Febreze.
Okay.
Febreze.
Was she saying the name Febreze or like the chemical Febreze?
I did have a kid in my first grade class named Febreze, but I could talk by then. So
I really miss her a lot, but I remember clear as day, she was crawling on the ground and she looked up, looked at me square in the eye and said, Febreze.
Just like Febreze. I don't know. Wow. I'll believe it when Maya's mom calls back in to verify. But yeah. We did just get a verification from Maya's mom that it was in fact Kleenex.
Yeah.
Jasmine's the authority on this one.
She really takes the cake. I'm sorry. What relative is this? My uncle.
Other uncle. Okay. This is uncle number two. Yeah. Unnamed uncle two.
Named uncle two.
We have unnamed uncle one and unnamed uncle two.
If you think you might also be an uncle of Maya, please call in now. Let's just get a sense of how many there are out there.
I thought I only had one, but it looks like they're all coming out of the woodwork today. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like a big family reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Cozy.
So cozy. All right, while we sort out this uncle stuff, why don't we have a public service announcement?
Yes, this is an important one, everyone. It's the time of year to go to some protests, so know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation.
Hmm. Hmm. An important message.
Really important.
And now another caller. Oh, nope. Oh, yep. We got a call on the other line. Phone's ringing off the hook tonight, folks. Hello, you're on air.
What kind?
Oh. All right. Seems we're having some connectivity issues with this caller.
Maya, I think your family need to move a little closer to some cell towers.
I don't know. We're from Boston. We should have good cell service. We're on Verizon.
Hello. You're... Oh, my goodness.
What?
Hello, you're on air.
Hi, I'm Maya's cousin.
Hello, Maya's cousin.
Hi, cousin.
I'm her cousin, Anna Dina, from Belmina.
Oh, Anna Dina. Oh, so nice to speak to you again. It's been too long.
Oh, God, I know.
Oh, yeah. Do you have anything to say about our family, our wild, rapidly growing family?
What personal information do you have about Maya?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Maya. She, instead of washing her underwear, she'll just buy new underwear.
that's not as uncommon as one would think.
Yeah.
Oh, there's that thing. Do you want to sing your song, cousin, that you know? That song you sing?
Oh, my song that I made up about Maya?
Yeah.
So, if any of you know this, you should never open up a gum packet around Maya because she will eat all of them within, like, seconds. And, like, one time we had, like, a sleepover and we woke up and there's just gum wrappers all around her face.
Oh, my god!
Like, throughout the night, she's been eating them. So we came up with a song about her.
About Maya so eating goes, gum.
Can do you hear her in your sleep, chewing softly by your feet? It's the gum goblet.
Wow.
You know, yeah. I think that was really more lyrical poem than song, per se.
It might be a limerick, I think.
No.
Oh, wait, a limerick is like really long and rhymes
okay. Yeah, so that's a new fact about me that's out there in the world now. I chew a lot of gum.
Wow.
I think I do too.
Yeah, I'm very territorial about it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, cousin, for sharing that. I'm glad everyone
knows. All right, now that we know everything about Maya's personal life, I think we might listen to a song or two. Yeah.
Please.
But the phones are still ringing off the hook, but I'm sorry, callers. I feel like we've taken a lot of calls in the last 5 minutes, and we only had about a 50% success rate with answering them. So I'm going to do all of our other listeners a favor and hold off for a little bit, and we're gonna listen to some music.
Callers, please put key code passwords on your phones.
Yeah.
Disturbing.
We never got to debrief the PSA. Maybe after a song we'll debrief the PSA. All right, here we go. So that was Lonesome by Dr. Dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, pretty unrelated to anything else going on, but a nice song.
I think faced with all of Maya's relatives, I'm feeling a bit lonesome.
Yeah, so that's totally true. Who's calling in for me? Maybe these are all our callers that have been in the last, that we actually had callers throughout that entire song.
We're a little overwhelmed with the
callers.
It's like we're running a sweepstakes or something. Which we're not, so just...
Yeah, you win nothing but some time to talk to the masses about
whatever.
Yeah. The Jonases.
Mm, about the Jonases. We need
to finish that convo up.
Yeah. Do you want to speak to your relatives first, or can we return to what's important?
So I think that Nick is the best Jonas because he's always been the most vocally talented. He was the one who brought them into the music business in the first place. He was on Broadway. Kids got chops. So I think that really lays it down right there. That's all my reasons.
I definitely, as an adult, Nick's an adult. Nick's putting out some really sort of steamy songs.
Yeah, he's like a gay like dance icon now. Like, when did that happen? Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
I had no idea. I have not been keeping up with my Jonas news.
When we were growing up, it was like, if Nick was your favorite, what were you thinking? You know, Nick had no. I just think Nick had such a baby appeal at the time.
What? No,
he was totally the cute little likable one. Yeah. And Joe and Kevin were the like, you know, like ones. The older.
Joe had really? That's how you thought about it?
Totally. I like Joe, I feel like, because he was the middle child and I also was the middle child. Mm. So that kind of made sense to me. And I also thought he was the cutest.
I like
But
Joe.
His hair, it was like, it just changed so often, which I respect that.
I like that Joe always seemed to be kind of dark and brooding, you know?
Joe? No, that was Nick's thing. The dark and brooding?
What universe did you live in,
potentially,
Maya?
We projected brooding onto whichever boy we liked.
Yeah. More. Well, it is interesting because we're talking about the same qualities that we liked, although we thought that different people had them.
Like, okay, if we want to compare to another boy band, let's say One Direction, I would call Zayn the broody one in that group.
Zayn is the Joe.
Wait, he just got a face tattoo, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I saw his head tattoo.
Yeah.
I sent that to everyone in my life.
He had a face tattoo?
It says M-O-M, which you'd think would stand for mom.
It doesn't.
No. It stands for Mind of Mine, which is the name of his new album.
Hmm. He tattooed a tat for his new album on his face?
Right there.
That's a little, I don't know.
Hmm.
I used to love him.
now he has a face tattoo. Yeah. Maybe not.
No, I'm kidding. Love you, Zayn.
The One Direction Jonas Brothers comparison route. Niall and Nick, I think. If you like either one of them, you like
Nick.
The baby. You like the sort of runt of the
litter. Wow.
If you like Kevin or Liam, I don't really know what you look for in boy band.
So you
members.
Really would think Nick and Niall are like the closest to comparison.
Because Nick at the time was 12 or 13, you know? He really had this too young for fame attitude.
Well, I'm thinking like 2008 Jonas Brothers, though.
Mm. I don't know. I always saw a lot of star potential in Joe. And also, I think the breakup song Taylor Swift wrote about him is better than any breakup song ever written about Nick.
7 Things I Hate About You. Just had a counter.
It's an okay song. It's okay, but Forever and Always by Taylor Swift, actually pretty good. We're gonna step outside, settle this with some fisticuffs.
No, I'm kidding. No, yeah. It is a little more emotional than 7 Things I Hate About You. A little more simplistic.
Different. I kind of like 7 Things I Hate About You more, if we're talking purely about interest in the song.
Are you a big T-Swift fan, though?
I'm a big fan of her older albums. I didn't really commit to listening to this new one that has all of her mega hits.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm a fan of T-Swift back when T-Swift was definitely older than high school age, but liked to pretend that she was still in high school.
Mm. Don't we all?
Yeah. I actually saw Taylor Swift my sophomore year of high school.
Oh, wow. Oh, like in concert? Or
yeah,
at like
in
a
concert.
Mall?
No, yeah.
She was like
I did not meet her. I just saw her at a concert. I just paid to go to her concert.
And I just saw Taylor.
No, a lot of my friends have seen One Direction on their like mall tours. They came to the Natick Mall. Like,
really?
Yeah. In 2012.
That is an amazing mall.
It is. I think it's one of the
beautiful.
Largest malls in America.
In America.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It also is, it's just like, you know what it has, you know my favorite thing that it has? It has one of those little, it has one of those like sushi bars like I was talking about the other day.
The conveyor belts?
Yeah, they have in Japan with one of the, with the conveyor belts that go around.
They also have a meditation room. It's very chill. Yeah.
You guys do malls really differently up here.
Yeah. Natick Mall, I feel like, is built to be super relaxing.
Different.
Yeah. Some of our malls are malls. Others are patches of grass.
Oh, true. Confusing. Is there more than one mall that's a grassy mall?
in DC.
Yeah.
I feel like on the air, I feel newly unsure of my answer. I want to say no, it's just the National Mall. But do call in if you can prove me wrong. Cite some parks.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Sounds good.
Is that where Lincoln is on the National Mall?
Ooh, we have a caller potentially with the answer to this question.
Oh,
does
no.
DC this is like have more malls than the National Mall? Here we go.
Grassy malls.
Hello, you are on air.
Oh, thank God. Okay, so I've been up all night trying to figure out this really old New York Times crossword puzzle answer, and it's 12 across, and it's fill in the blank, 8 letters. Only blank go with the flow, and I cannot figure it out.
Only blank go with the flow.
Only blank go with the flow.
It's 8 letters across. That actually doesn't matter.
Can you tell us a bit more about the?
Is it salmon? Salmon.
It's for 12. And I cannot figure it out. It's like this really old New York.
Did you? Are any letters filled in with like other stuff?
My gut is flounder.
Flounder.
No, I mean truthfully. Got it, crossword puzzle.
F-L-O-U-N-D-E-R. That's 8 letters. Only flounder go with the flow? Because it's alliterative.
It has a flow in the name, sort of.
Yeah.
I don't...
Yeah. Are you sure it's fish related,
though? I'll call back later.
Good okay, wait, we have a question for you, though, too. We thought you were going to answer the question, are there any malls in D.C.? Are there any non-shopping malls besides the National Mall in Washington, D.C.? No? Okay. I think our caller hung up on us.
I think our caller wanted to finish her crossword.
She had a crossword to get back to. I feel that. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Somebody is still on.
My answer is probably yes.
Oh, probably yes.
Oh, okay. Great.
Darn. I will go to do a drive around and confirm.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Look at your city through a new lens.
All right. We're going to get back to the music.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut off conversation there. We don't have to go.
I feel like
Vidya's song that she lined up has been just weighing on me for a couple minutes here. I'm like looking at my computer and it's queued up.
Don't let it stress you.
I just want to hit the play button.
Let's do it.
Ooh, okay. I'm excited to hear it.
Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl. The front like I was Don Juan, cutting saddle down, cutting finer ground. I hold down. Used to get my roll out, hit the spot to stroll out. Now I find one where the handle like to hold down. Every time I'd wear dudes, always wanna stare. I'd be staring back like, dude, I wanna go there. Used to didn't care, now I hit you with a tear. If it just so happened, touch a string on her hair. Now me and Shorty Wop spending more and more time. So since she got my heart, then I gotta have her spine. And if any fool try to cover what's mine, a pair of size nines where the sun don't shine, the sugar and